So yesterday was a very big day and it got really real. I know I say that every time I go back to the doctor, but it got really, 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 really real yesterday.
Is this the last one before the actual appointment?
Yes. Oh my God.
So this is the big one. This is really, really real.
This was it. This is when everything gets done. This is when you make your payment. This is when they hand you everything you need before surgery. This is when
Where are you going again?
I'm going to Allume, which is in, they have one in Brookfield, Brookfield. I don't know if it's got to be a Brookfield address. And then they have one in Glendale.
Yeah.
I'm having my surgery done in Brookfield. Okay. And so I had obviously looked around and met with different people, and I just knew that's where I felt comfortable and where I wanted
when
to
you
have
know,
it
you
done.
Know.
You know, you know.
Yeah.
It was a match, you know, if you were looking for it.
Yeah.
So the surgery is happening October 19th because, for those that don't know, I lost 150 pounds.
Which is crazy.
And I had two kids. And I've now kept off the 150 pounds for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I consistently work out, and there's just a lot of skin I can't get rid of, even with working out. I toned as much as I could.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Not that you will.
What?
But if you got cold feet, could you back out at any moment? Could
of course
you could be like, I don't want to do this. You would. I'm just saying.
What are they going to do? Make you drive there and have the surgery? You don't have to do it.
You have to come here and do it.
There's no cold feet because this is like a happy, positive milestone moment for me.
It's a full circle thing
for
you, too.
It's a full circle. Yeah. And, you know, I could cry. I could get emotional about it. I cry enough about this because I'm happy about it. Because it is crazy when I process what's happening because I'm just going through it and, you know, doing it and making everything happen. Well, I'm having the surgery October 19th. We're going to take the skin off my stomach, which a lot of just moms, people that haven't even lost a ton of weight get this done all the time. By the way, they call it the mommy makeover.
Yeah.
Yep. They do their boobs and their stomach.
Yep.
So we're going to get rid of the skin on my stomach. We're going to get rid of the skin on my arms.
Did you decide on a pair of boobs? Did you pick one? Did you pick one that you liked?
I got some boobs. Because when we first started talking about my breasts, I said, well, I'd really like a lift.
Where's my boob, by
at
the way?
Some point?
You brought me a boob from a loom.
I got more squeezable boobs in here. They have stress ball boobs. Yeah, they're boobs. They're hysterical.
Boobs.
When I first couldn't decide what I was going to do about my breasts, I was like, I'll just leave them. You know, I'll do them later. And then I start looking at my body and really looking at it. We start measuring how far my breast has dropped since I had kids and lost weight, and it's insanely crazy when you see the distance on a ruler. And so I'm like, screw it.
You have to do it. You're already there.
We're already here, man.
It's like going to New York City and not going to Times Square being like, maybe next time. No, go.
So
do
I
it.
Said to the surgeon, you're going to be in there. Let's just fix it all, man. Let's go. So I'm having all that done. And
At once.
And I'm freaking out excited because I said bye to my parents over the weekend. I said, well, guess I'll have a new body when I see you, which is weird.
You will.
It's so weird.
You're going to look completely different.
It's crazy.
And you're going to feel different, too, because you're not going to have the uncomfort. You have so much discomfort. You've told me about it.
I want to own my body, and I want to be comfortable with it because I've worked so hard to get to this point, you know, and especially now working out.
You own it now as it is.
I do, but yesterday is a perfect example. I had, you know, just a regular outfit on, leggings and a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I was sweating through my midsection, and I was like, this is only because of this skin. I never sweat anymore since I lost weight, but I will in these areas where there's just this like kind of mound of skin sitting there, you know. It's a whole nother layer.
Well,
it's like, you know, blubber, literally. It's like sitting there. So I went in. I sat down with the nurse who went through everything with me. She gave me, like I said, the soap to do the shower before the surgery. She talked about everything I was going to have going on, where my bandages were going to be. She said, you know, you're having the surgery on a Wednesday. And she goes, so you're going to be back here on Friday, which things I didn't think about. Like, when do I come back? You know?
Yeah. Things are healing
When can I drive again? How much do I need somebody with me? What's the recovery really?
The full recovery? Like, what did they say? How, like 6 months, 5 months?
Well, for working
weeks,
out or lifting
just
things?
to where you are back to a normal phrase where you can, you can work out, you can walk, there's no pain, everything's good.
Well, working out is 8 weeks. Walking is, you know, immediately. They want you walking around after surgery so you don't get a blood clot.
Yeah.
So that's good. But I'll have like compression stuff I'll be wearing for a while around my stomach. stomach and my arms as well. Yeah. Because, you know, they're doing the arms, which I cannot wait to see. That before and after is going to be crazy.
I'm excited. I'm interested to see like how they hide the little lines and everything yeah. where they do everything.
Well, the
how
scars
they make...
will have to take, it will take time for them to heal.
Yeah.
And you may still see them a little, but the way they do your arms, they do it, the scar goes underneath. So,
yeah.
So if I'm standing here, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Right.
If I raise my arms up, you might see it. But over time, those heal. And quite frankly, I'm so excited. The scars are going to be worth it.
Absolutely.
If there are any. I mean, I have a C-section scar.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can barely see it anymore. It's been 10 years. Literally, you can barely see it anymore.
Yeah.
So it's happening October 19th.
Hell yeah, man.
The surgery. I found out everything I needed to know.
Good.
And I did say, how long do I need somebody with me, like at my house?
Didn't you say you have a friend? Yesterday you were saying you have a friend that's like going to stay with you for some time.
She's going to move in because she works from home. She works from home.
Which
she works for On Milwaukee. I'll bust her out. I don't care. She works from home. And so she's like, I'll come live with you. And I'm like, thank you. But what the nurse said was, I said, am I going to need help like getting up and getting down? Like, and she's like, you'll learn to scoot your butt off the bed. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like worried
you'll learn
I
to manage.
Really need more help. And she's like, no, you'll figure it out. But she said days 3 to 5 are the hardest.
Yeah.
Probably because the nerve block's wearing off.
Yeah.
She goes 3 to 5 is the hardest. And I'm thinking, well, then it's all uphill.
Everything's uphill.
I'm not trying to kid myself that I won't be uncomfortable and there will be a lot of swelling.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
This is part of the process. For me, it is short term pain, long term gain. You know what
that.
I mean?
I'm really happy for you that you're doing this.
Thank you. I can't. It's surreal. Yeah. It's really surreal. I can't process.
Like, I know how happy you are and how much you're looking forward to this and how important it is to you.
It is. Because I just want to be comfortable in my skin.
Good.
Pun intended.
You will
and
be,
I've done everything I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I've proven to myself I can keep the weight off. I've proven to myself I can hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to cry because I'm like, you want to feel like you're worthy of it. You know what I mean? That's the hard part. You're like, am I worthy of this?
Of course you're worthy of
and
it.
And then I'm like, holy crap. Like, I've done this. I've proven it to myself. Nobody else.
Good.
To myself that I can do this. So before I get emotional,
it's
damn
okay.
it.
All right.
Just emotional.
I'm happy for
it's
you.
Happening. So the surgery is like 21 days away. Ah!
It's coming. Mm-hmm. Nicole is on the phone from Shebang Bang.
Oh, Shebang Bang. Hi, Nicole.
What's up, Nicole?
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
I just want to say, Allie, I am so, so happy that you're doing this. I have a friend who ended up losing, I think it was 150 pounds, and she's in the same boat as you are.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to go ahead and go through the skin removal, but doesn't know how to go about it.
Yeah. It's
intimidating. I actually plan on... Mm-hmm. I plan on going ahead and having her look you up and see how everything goes.
Dude, have her follow Allie on her Instagram and everything. She's going to do, she's put up the whole journey from
and
like beginning.
Facebook.
Yeah, and Facebook too.
Yeah, no, I plan on it. But I do want to end up telling you that there is stuff on the market that will help, like, not have scars so noticeable.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Is that the cocoa butter stuff?
Yes, Moderna's got some. I mean, you can look it up, and there's a whole bunch of them. So,
yes.
I mean, you'll still have the scars, but they won't be as dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they gave me a couple recommendations and a lot of that stuff in my take-home folder, which is really nice, and I appreciate that help. And, you know, tell your friend that I understand how intimidating and scary it is when you've never done anything like cosmetic surgery, you've never even thought about it, and now here you are ready to do it, and you're like, well, what now?
Nicole, Allie's been back and forth about this for, no joke, like a year.
Yeah.
Like a year.
Oh.
And I started thinking
about
it every day, and I went, okay, now's the time to start moving and do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I've been listening to you guys for a long, long time. So I've been hearing all about it, and I've got Allie on TikTok and Facebook. And
so, you know, I put up a video on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram where I basically am sharing my journey because of people like your friend who want to know, what's the process? How does this work?
Right.
Because I was the same way, and if I wish I had had somebody I could look up like that to be like, oh, here's what happens. Okay, she went for this appointment, and here's what happened there, and then she went for this appointment, and that's what happened there, and then, okay, how do we do do this? Like, I totally get the logistics of it. We're all curious. And then what? You know, everybody has so many questions.
What's next?
How do
I
do this? Uh-huh. Am I a candidate? What should I do? Yeah. And just to get a doctor's opinion, to stand there naked, which I had no problem with, and go, Doc, tell me what I need to fix here. Doc, take the boobs and lift them, Doc. Yeah. You know?
So are your boys going to go ahead and help you around the house then? Or?
You know, I'm glad you asked that because I have been asked a lot about my kids during this. I am sending them to their fathers because, first, you don't want to see your mom, like, you know, coming home all bandaged up.
Yeah.
They would be fine.
Do they know what you're doing if you kind of told them?
Okay. I have told them, and they're like, Mommy, you know, you're going to have surgery. When can we do stuff again? I'm like, oh, by Christmas we can do stuff again. Don't worry about it. They were like, we can't do anything. I do your surgery. I go, oh, we can do stuff again.
Can we have McDonald's?
One of the things, you know, honest to God, Nicole, you should laugh because that's the kind of stuff they'll want to know.
Well, they will,
when can we go back to McDonald's, Mom?
Yeah.
But I did ask the nurse yesterday, I said, will my kids be able to even like hug me? You know, like how does that work with all of the, you know, I'll be sore and swollen, I'm assuming. And she goes, yeah, they can hug you, which I was like, okay. Because I was like, had convinced myself my kids couldn't touch me for weeks. And she's like, yeah, you just be gentle. You'll be fine.
Yep.
I was like, okay, okay. And, you know, it's things like that that get in your mind that you have no reason to be nervous about. And I got it answered that I went, I'm worried about stupid stuff right now that's not going to be a problem. So
you being a mom, I mean, it would go through any mom's mind to go ahead and worry about it.
Yeah. Or how do I take care of
them? A woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman itself, I mean, us women, we worry so much more about what men think about and worry about. Sorry, Riggs.
It's true.
But it is the truth. My husband even says, why are you worrying about this? I'm like, because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
That's in our DNA. That's what we do.
We know.
But you
also got to understand your husband loves you the way you are. It doesn't matter.
He should.
He means it. And he
better.
Means it.
He better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even turned around and I told my husband, if my boobs get any bigger, I'm going in for a boob deduction. He goes, why?
Exactly.
I'm like,
why?
I can't. I can't.
They don't
I'm
understand.
Like, because any bigger, they're a waste to me.
Nicole.
I'm the one that's got to worry about the back problems and everything else and having to go ahead and spend more money on bigger bras and everything else.
Nicole, I feel you. I have small boobs, but I, as a woman, I understand men don't get the amount of pain that gigantic boobs can cause. We
just hear an opportunity. We're like, oh, wow.
You can't wear clothes. I mean, there's all kinds of things that screws up. And there's so many women, too, who also wrote on my Facebook post that they had breast reductions done at a loom where I'm going. So
I had a friend that had triple E was her cup size. Her boobs were insanely huge. She hated it.
Much.
She was so uncomfortable. And she was just naturally born with that. So she had a reduction.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
So, Riggs, think of it this way.
What?
If your manhood down there were to go ahead and grow like our boobs, think of it that way. If they were to go ahead and grow to the point where you can't close your legs or do certain things, wouldn't you want to go in and get them like downsized?
No, I'd join the circus. You kidding me?
Lord.
I'd make money off that thing, dude.
Oh my gosh!
I had to go there. I'm sorry. I had to. Sorry.
Nicole, thank you for calling us this morning.
Yeah.
Dude,
have a great day, guys.
Have a better day. Appreciate you listening. All right.